The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
It's our Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Saturday was the 20th year since the September 11th terrorist attacks. As you reflect back, as you consider offering a social media tribute, gotta be careful, okay? Gotta watch it. Watch how careful we're going to be during this segment, okay? Particularly if you're like a, you know, a public, if you're a brand and it appears that you're trying to use September 11th for some sort of promotional value, you're going to get busted on for doing that. And no matter what you do, you probably should not involve Nickelback.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And
applies to so many areas of life.
Yeah, I use that advice every day.
The Associated Press found that out the hard way this weekend when on Friday, the Associated Press Planner Twitter account. Do we need that? What is that? On Friday, September the 10th. Their account that it says here monitors upcoming significant events. So September 10th, last Friday, they just tweeted, tomorrow, September 11th, is the 20th anniversary of Nickelback releasing Silver Side Up.
See.
Which did include How You Remind Me to change the trajectory of the band forever. Don't use the word trajectory in this segment, Jason. That's a bad idea.
Oh,
that's why when you're running one of these, like, this day in history Twitter accounts, yeah, you got to go all the way, read the entire page on Wikipedia,
yeah,
right, for 9/11. Don't, yeah, just see, oh, Nickelback right there at the
Nickelback,
top.
Nickelback, number one.
Go ahead and make sure there's nothing more important.
Yeah, like, you know.
Okay.
We don't want the anniversary of the Holocaust or just something else thrown in there. Really? Be careful.
Really are endangering ourselves here by laughing at this. But it probably, back in the day, Emily, you don't know about this. I'm actually interested in your September 11th recollections. But
okay.
When an album would come out, particularly something the scope of Silver Side Up from Nickelback, mm-hmm, like the albums always used to drop on a Tuesday, September 11th to Tuesday, 2001 was a Tuesday. You get it Monday night. Like, they'd have a Monday night release party at the record store, and at 12:01 a.m., you could be the first one to purchase.
Put in your hands.
Silver Side Up. Wow. So, yeah, if you were going to look chronologically at the day, Silver Side Up came out far before the September 11th attack. So, yeah, you might want to.
Man, I'm trying to edit so many jokes. Can't do it.
The Associated Press Planner Twitter account, they did exactly that, editing. They later deleted the tweet and then posted a tweet sent by the @APPlanner account about Saturday, September 11th being the anniversary of Nickelback, of a Nickelback album, was deleted. The tweet was in poor taste. Now,
much like the album.
It was just forgetful.
Is the tweet in poor taste? I mean,
I don't think it's in poor taste, but it's just hilarious to me.
Well, they are an account that monitors upcoming significant events, all right?
Is that the most significant at the moment?
It doesn't say the most significant events, Emily.
Isn't that what it should be? It should be the most significant.
Well, what?
I want to stay up on
your birthday's
on my news.
Canceled forever then. Is your birth the most significant thing that happened on February
1997?
Yeah.
May 7th,
1998.
Yes. 1998? Yeah. Yeah. I was 3 when 9/11 happened.
Do you remember it?
No.
Yeah.
I was 3.
I was thinking this weekend, as the 20th anniversary, and I'm about to turn 40, like half of my life has now been the sort of post 9/11 world, a world that is literally different than the one that existed previous to that. It is your whole life, yeah, and you don't remember, you know, you were just rolling around in your own feces before that. Yeah. Is that what 3-year-olds do? I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you, like, what my day looked like, which, this is a very dark joke, and I probably shouldn't say this dark joke. You know, I get, sometimes I'm like, I hear about it all the time, obviously, 9/11 was a terrible thing that happened, but all those people that get to have those like really interesting, like
my
very
stuff
sad...
is going up into my
no.
Right,
it feels weird being a part of history but not remembering that, if that makes any sense. You know, where everybody remembers where they were during 9/11. Mm-hmm. I don't. But it's something that everybody has told me is a part of my life, mm-hmm. but it's like I don't even really remember it.
I'm just mad.
But I remember it at the same time. You know what I mean? So it just feels a little weird.
I remember it as well. And I was getting out of my U.S. history class at ACC when 9/11 happened. Literally driving the loop underneath Mopac mm-hmm. right there at Duval to go back home. And Emily was in diapers.
I was about to say, Nick, you said ACC, like college.
Yeah.
I was 3.
I graduated early from high school. I was 17, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm not that old. So I went to ACC in diapers.
Working here. I was in this room.
Oh, you went.
Yeah, I was doing this same thing. I wasn't on the morning show then, but I literally was up working a morning show broadcast that day because I would have always have been sleeping in then. Mm-hmm. Here, let me tell you something that you won't remember, Emily, that
what?
Does seem crazy. And I think of this every September 11th, was at the time, now I don't even want to say.
Well, I need to
remember.
You're
remember thinking
me.
What a kick-ass job George W. Bush was doing handling things.
Oh. Hang on, what?
At the time,
like, was when it
on
happened?
September 11th, through 20th, 2001, you had to look upon what George W. Bush was doing and be like, holy, that, you know what?
I mean,
you know what? I'm glad it's him and not Al Gore, okay? That guy, when he goes out to Ground Zero with the bullhorn and the people who knock these buildings down, they'll heal all of us soon. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the America. I'm feeling it.
Look, in
now,
your defense,
several investigative reports and documentaries would later address the situation, and it would turn out that was not the correct sentiment. But here, go watch George W. Bush wearing a Kevlar vest, throw out the first pitch that Yankees game when we brought back baseball, mm-hmm. and he fires a strike right down the middle. Tell me it doesn't give you the little tinglies, okay?
Just don't watch the scene in the classroom where he takes like 10 minutes to acknowledge the fact that something happened. And look, you're
again,
right. At the time, Rudy Giuliani seemed like the greatest mayor of all time. Like, it was that's what happened.
Man,
that's what.
Man, weird.
This is interesting.
It's a different time.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Thanks for the history lesson.
I just wanted to do a worse tribute than the AP Planner account. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. That's Nick Concha. Notable young person, Emily, is here. And it's 8:30, 7:30 Central. Must be time for another edition of the Bumbles. Draw it out just long enough to get to the end of the Foo Fighters song.
Every light in the house.
Professional DJ. Previously on the Bumbles, Jason's girlfriend's son, Bumbleito, just keeps saying the craziest things. Parents, I got a legit question here. Parents, I guess the kid, anybody, those with knowledge of the world.
Parents, teachers.
Get at me.
Educators.
Here. Because,
normal
yeah.
human beings with emotions.
My girl's kid, 13-year-old Bumbleito. He seems like a cartoon character, all right? People ask me sometimes, they're like, does he really talk like that? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, that nerdy voice that you do. I was like, am I doing a nerdy voice? That's the way that he said, Jason, will you buy me a Lamborghini? Now, does he really talk like that? I don't think that's his voice. But that's the thing. It's like, I feel like this kid is doing a character all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of cartoons or he just lives in a YouTube world. But, like, he's always doing a thing. Now,
he's always got schemes, that one.
Starting to wonder if he's just trolling me all the time.
So that he turns around. What if he turns around and he has, like, a very distinguished talk and manner to him?
He's British.
I mean.
Well, no, he's just very polite.
Did you say Jason?
Friday night, we went out to dinner. Happy birthday, Chris. It was a big birthday dinner with other parents and kids and people, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I was there as well. As we're leaving, and maybe I was grumbling about the $220 I just spent on 3 people, one of which is a child, to eat dinner.
Growing child.
He starts, he's like, I think food should be free. I'm like, what? Why? He's like, I think food and clothing should be free because you need it. And I'm like, well, you have to go out and earn it. But why? And I'm like, well, because you got to earn your keep. And then, I don't know, you know what? His view might be totally woke in the Bernie Sanders sort of, sure.
Oh, yeah. It's
everybody should get
income.
Free trousers, something like that. But
why do we all have free Wi-Fi?
I was like, well, what about the farmers or the hunt? Somebody had to go out and harvest that crop and get it to you. Do you not want them to be paid? And he's like, no, they should be paid, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. And I'm like, well, I'm not. don't know how this economy
that you're only subsidized by the government.
I bring it up just because he starts detailing to me all the things that should be free, and he says,
did he say water?
Yes, he goes food and clothing and electricity and water, and then I'm just like,
he's trolling.
Yeah,
you.
Water would be great to be free, right, Jason?
Little son of a water. Mm-hmm. We had a water. It's fine.
He will just never be able to talk about anything water related again without you just getting a little tingle, huh?
He's a character, this guy. Okay, and sometimes he drives me up the wall, but sometimes I'm like, this guy's unbelievable. Like all great characters in history, all right? And so that's why I bring the crazy things that he says to the radio, and I share them with you guys for my own financial and ratings gain. And it was pointed out to me that I am perhaps putting him in peril, putting him in middle school popularity peril by doing this bit. If the kids at school were to find out that he is Bumbleito from the radio, first of all, LOL at middle school kids listening to the radio. I guess there's
there's podcasts.
Their parents out there might be listening on the way. What's good morning, middle schoolers? How are you? Wave at the radio if you're listening right now.
Tell your friends to listen.
If they found out, if his friends at school found out that he's the guy. He's the one who said, Jason, if you're going to do it with my mom, please take her to a motel because I don't want to hear you do it from under the door. Would that be dangerous to his social status?
Yes.
Well
see, because for me, I'd be like, wait, you're Bumbleito from the radio? Oh, that's awesome, man. You're so cool. Jason is your uncle,
but
dad.
But you come from a time when radio was cool.
Friend.
Like, that was... Now it's like, the equivalent would be like if he was Bumbleito from TikTok. That would be what you're experiencing.
Yeah,
Oh my God. You're right. You're on Bumbleito from TikTok. Can I get a follow back?
Okay. I'm not even trying to make him cool. But I don't want to create difficulty for the guy. Okay.
Here's the general rule.
He's got enough difficulty in his life. He sees a hose that's running. He doesn't know whether to turn it on or off. So it seems.
Yeah. And he's living with you too. So I get it. Sorry, detractor today. I don't know what's up.
Yeah, you better knock it off, man. All right?
It's that gray
shirt. Lifestyle has never been an experience such an upgrade as living with me.
And the general rule of surviving middle school is you don't want to stick out. Like, if you're not going to be one of the popular cool kids or play sports.
I completely agree.
I popped in middle school, okay? That's
sure. But you're also, you live a life of reverse consequences. We've done this so many times. How does a one man afford a property in Manor when he's got two crippling life addictions to gambling and alcohol? I don't know. You make it work.
I did. Those
normally
are,
that would those just are one of those
profitable,
crushes hundreds of thousands
profitable
of people.
Addictions. Okay.
See, I'm thinking very hard about this because I feel for him as somebody who you two haven't been in middle school for a few years. Okay, I have.
Also, my middle school had 40 students.
Are you saying you're still feeling the pains?
I'm closer.
You're still sore from the middle school rigors that you endured.
I haven't talked about that through therapy yet. So you guys have had the opportunity to get over that and have other types of trauma in your life.
You know what, Emily? You're young enough that I think we could get away with a redo. Like, we could send you to that middle school dance and all those kids would be like, oh my God, look at her boobs.
True.
You would be the coolest person at that dance.
I don't know that's
cool. I'll chaperone.
Maybe that is why, because my middle school experience was pretty great. All right. And I've said many times on this program before how eighth grade... Is my best year of life? My favorite year of life? Eighth grade was just killing it. I would love to go back and be in eighth grade right now. I didn't have any middle school scars on me.
Yeah, but you also, exactly. You didn't have somebody on the radio that was making a funny voice.
I would love to. That would have been great.
Making a funny voice. Because the kids are going to walk down the hallway and they're going to look at Bumbleito and they're going to go, oh, hi, Bumbleito. I can't do the voice. You do the voice.
See, all you have to do.
Bumbleito.
You have to get Bumbleito to sit there and say, I wish I was a radio DJ at the same time that you say, I wish I was in eighth grade. And then y'all will switch Freaky Friday places. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
he'll sit here and talk about you on the radio. You'll go just crush it in middle school or get torn apart.
I would kill it in middle school right now.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'd be the quarterback of the football team.
Hey, kids, check out this music. It's called Limp Bizkit. Y'all know nothing about it.
Oh, my God.
You're not ready for it, but your parents used to love it.
I now want to like go back and like Billy Madison style challenge my credits. All right, mm-hmm. I want to invalidate all my CD Folks middle school credits so that I have to go back and re-earn them.
What are you, 39-year-old Jason and this body going back? Or do you want to be like 13-year-old Jason?
I like both bodies, okay?
Yeah.
And they're the same.
Both of those bodies were pretty kick-ass.
See, I think to make him popular, if I start talking about Bumbleito on the radio, then it's some, young 23-year-old girl with boobs talking about me on the radio.
Well, then you're going to be a creeper, right?
Oh, crap.
Here's the thing.
Wait, okay. Never mind. Don't do that.
I don't just trust Bumbleito to have the natural charisma of a young Jason Dick to be able to withstand the extra scrutiny and attention.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Am I endangering Bumbleito's popularity, social life, status, swirly proofness? Are the kids still getting swirlied out there?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what a swirly is?
No, what's swirly?
We're going to find out in the break.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
See, Emily, a swirly is when the popular kids take your head and stuff it in the toilet, and then they flush the toilet, and so they go... swirls your hair up.
Mm-hmm.
Swirly.
You know, people pay big bucks to get that done at the salon. So, you should be thankful.
Do they pay?
Oh!
Mm-hmm. This is why I never got physically bullied, only emotionally.
See, I
wouldn't take it.
Glad that me and Jason from a time when like the bullies weren't as echo friendly. You know, they had the whole let it mellow idea. They would give you a nice clean bowl. They provided bullying with a service.
My girlfriend's kid, who we call Bumbleito, am I endangering his popularity, his middle school credibility by talking about him on the radio? At Skinny Jason Dick tweets at the Morning X, says, do the kids at Bumbleito school know it's him? Only if he were to inform them. I guess we've slipped up and said his name a couple of times, but
yeah,
his name's not really Bumbleito.
Really?
What if he started identifying himself, just introducing himself to people like that?
And that's honestly the solution to all of this. Embrace it. Become
Lean
the Bumbleito.
Into it, Bumbleito.
Yeah, walk into school and say, my name is Bumbleito. You can check me out on 101xmorningx.com.
What is up with this?
We don't have that.
At KOB Jason says, Jason, you would never survive in middle school these days with social media. What are you talking about? At Pineapple Time, Jason, as a middle school teacher, you would get eaten alive. Also, the kids wouldn't care about him being on the radio. It's not TikTok. Okay, so I can't make him cool through the radio, but am I endangering his popularity?
Depends on what you're talking about.
I mean, can it get lower?
Wow!
Did you just dunk on
Bumbleito?
No, he's a 13-year-old.
What up with that? All right?
I'm just asking the question. I don't know. Listen,
all right? When I Freaky Friday Billy Madison this thing, and I go back to eighth grade, all right, I'm going to make him my right-hand man. He's going to be my wingman. He's going to be the coolest guy in school. He's not going to take crap from jackasses like you saying stuff like that. Okay? That ain't going to fly, that's for sure. I was supposed to see My Chemical Romance Chicago Rye Fest this weekend, but they canceled.
Oh, that's
again.
Sad.
Don't worry, though, guys. Slipknot's going to be there, so that's...
Oh, well, that'll fill the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Take Back Sunday, Thursday, Thrice, all the bands that start with T. Bayside, Newfound Glory, The Sounds, what up? It's going to be a fun time, but also Slipknot. How? Why? What's going on there? What are we doing?
I don't care, but I want a music festival that is just all the T bands.
Yeah, they have to pick a letter.
I choose the letter E for Etchy Expo, happening September 24th, 5th, 6th, Radisson Hotel, 512-835-1015. We have tickets to give away when we play another edition of How Much?
How much?
The Celebrity Net Worth game is next. Good luck on the phone. The Etchy Expo, Friday, September 24th, 5th, 6th. Emily's going to be there.
I will be there.
I'm
going to try to get you.
Emily's going
to
be there.
I'm going to try to get you.
At the Radisson. We have tickets to give away with another edition of... How much is the name of our Celebrity Net Worth game? It's called that. I know the answer to this one. Because sometimes you're finding you talking about a celebrity and like, oh, that guy's in the poorhouse. And they're like, look that up for me. And then it's like, what? They got
how much?
$7 million.
Mm-hmm.
David Spade has $7 million. Probably more than that, right?
I would hope so.
I hope so. Poor guy.
Poor guy. So, yeah, we play a game where today, Emily, is that right?
Yeah.
He's going to give us a celebrity, and then me and Nick are going to try and guess how much does that fool have, according to Celebrity Net Worth. In the past, we would play with a listener, but I guess not today. Amelia called first. We each play on behalf of a listener. How about that for an idea? Amelia called first, chose Team Nick. You have chosen poorly, Amelia. Eric, I'm going to win for you. So if I win the game, Eric, you're going to get Expo tickets. Nick, you're playing for Amelia. Everybody ready?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. First up, we have Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway.
Ooh.
Oh, and don't forget, there's a theme, remember?
Oh, right.
There?
Yeah. There's a...
There is.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Good hosting, Emily.
You're welcome.
What happens with the theme?
Well, if they're at the end of the game, you can guess the theme, and if you guess the theme, you get half points or something. Right? I don't know.
You were doing such
good
job.
Oh, no, you get something minused out.
10% knocked off.
10% deduction.
Okay.
Knocked off of your score.
Let's hope you guys don't get the theme.
You have the smallest number possible by the end of the game.
I'm really bad at math.
My bad.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway.
She's got a great smile.
Annie Hathaway.
Again, that is not the theme like last time I hosted this game.
Good old.
Don't worry.
You did do, that was a theme one time, right? Was that they all have a good smile?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
No.
You ready over there, Hajda?
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, I mean, she's like a power player, right? She's up there. But I feel like mostly sort of art, indie project type things. Like, she hasn't been a superhero yet, right?
Catwoman.
Ooh, Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She stabbed me right in the...
She had the superpowers to squeeze into those
right
leather pants.
Yeah. Woo. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Is my number too low now, then? I'm going only $50 million for Catwoman and Hathaway.
Okay.
I said $55.
Okay.
$55.
All right.
Well, it is... $60 million.
Hey, you know,
it's gonna go 60.
Both on that. That's pretty good. Pretty good on us. Good job, us.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Number two.
Number two, we have the one and only Kristen Stewart. She's in Twilight. She's in one.
This is bad hosting. You don't do this.
What?
You don't give details about the person.
Well, it's. You know she's in that.
Do you ever, when somebody corrects you, just say, oh, yeah, my bad? Or do you go...
I mean, you are right.
That's like a really, like, nobody likes that person, Emily, okay?
You are right, but that's...
Just when you tell them they did something wrong and they just immediately start coming up with excuses.
Uh-huh.
All right, I will not point out the obvious next time. Don't worry.
I mean, if Nick didn't know who Kristen Stewart was, then...
SNL?
She was on SNL one time.
See, now you're giving away hints.
She had, like, the tiny hands at Target, right?
Yeah. That's
the
one.
What are these hints? Come on. I thought
all right.
Silent time, right?
She said the F word on SNL. You remember that?
No.
She said, I'm pretty sure in her monologue she said the F word. Hang on. Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know who she is. Yeah, right. She got all that panic room money, man. $80
million. $80 million.
She was in Twilight, but I don't think that was back when we paid... a bunch of money.
We paid.
I just said.
She's getting all that Twilight Con money.
From what?
What?
$35 million.
There's not Twilight Cons?
No.
No.
They're coming, all right?
Uh-huh. They'll be there.
They're coming.
Okay, so actually Kristen Stewart is worth $70
million. You know what? I'm thinking myself again.
So that was pretty good. Looking at the scoreboard, we have number one. Right now, Jason off by 15, and then number two, Nick off by 55.
Number two.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah, I'm going to call that last place.
Okay. Number one, number two.
What did you say, 15 to 55?
15 to 55.
Okay,
yep.
$40 million advantage going to the last one. Anything can happen, Emily.
Anything could happen because we have Idina Menzel. You're not getting any hints this time. I got yelled at.
I kind of don't really know who that person is.
Okay. No hints. Silence over the radio waves. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. You can do it, buddy. You can do it. All right. Ready over there, Hasha?
Yeah.
Idina Menzel, best known for John Travolta mispronouncing her name, and second best known for being in Uncut Gems, right?
Yep.
Okay. Singer person, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know anything. 80 million again is what I said for her.
80 Ooh. Million.
Just okay. trying to play strategery here.
I want 12.
Ooh, 12 million.
12 million. Perhaps
Nick could
too
possibly
low.
Do it if a certain
also,
thing happens.
Also, I am assuming that these are all people.
Oh, I did not do a theme.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Nope, you just lost your opportunity.
Okay. I have.
Okay.
Brunette celebrities.
I'm going to say that they all have sung in movies.
Ah,
was
okay.
it Kristen Stewart, Joan Jett, or somebody with okay. a bad reputation?
Okay.
I think so.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're incorrect on the theme, both of you. Sorry about that.
Is it they have eyes? That was my number one backup, is it they have eyes?
No, the theme was they're all princesses. Because Anne Hathaway was in the Princess Diaries. Kristen Stewart is in the brand new Princess Diana movie. And then Idina Menzel is from Frozen. Technically, she's a queen, but I mean, it's like it's a Disney princess movie.
Oh my God! So they're not all princesses?
But she was a
she's
princess,
a Disney princess,
and then she turned into a queen. Yeah.
Okay. How much for Idina Menzel?
Idina Menzel, her net worth was $16 million.
That's gonna do it, huh?
Yes.
Will it?
I mean, Nick missed it by 4. I missed it by 64. I was down by.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play a song and find out.
Stay
tuned
so.
Next.
Emily, poorly assembled game.
Well, no, it's disaster. It's the program. I can't do math.
No,
the program in my head. Okay. I can't do math.
Refuses to admit she's wrong, guy. Thanks. I've figured it out. Amelia, you win. Congratulations. You're going to go to the Etchy Expo. Eric, we have a prize for you as well. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.